Welcome to Grab Your Crowns Ministry. This is a weekly podcast available on Wednesdays. We'll be building up your faith muscle through the teaching of God's Word. I'm your host, Minister R.T. Rodriguez. And I truly hope that your faith muscle has been building, that you've been getting stronger in every aspect of your life, that your weaknesses are now becoming your strengths. And no matter what you may be going through, no matter how, whatever your circumstance may be sitting in right now, that this is not the final destination of where you're going to be at. Oh, my shirt's already tied. I'm already getting ready to get into this thing today. But I truly want you to understand that when we talk about your faith muscle, when we talk about building, when we talk about getting stronger, that we are here giving everything to God. We spoke upon it last week, Lord willing, that no matter what we go through, we give it to God and we let God handle it. No matter what we try to fight, that God's handling it. And we got to understand that no matter what we go through, God says, I'm going to handle everything in my timing. I'm going to be right here with you when you need me the most. I'm going to be right here with you when you're going through the struggles and when we're going through the depression and the anxiety. When we're going through everything, I'm going to be here right here with you. We have learned to lie, to rely on God. We have learned that no matter what we go through, God's going to be there right there with us. He's going to do some things to us. We're going to walk that walk. We're going to talk that talk. And we're going to give him all the glory. But when you're walking down deep and when it gets hard, this is where we're going to find out the sting to the sing. Let me say it with you one more time because I don't think you really caught it. Sting to sing. I need you to text that. I need you to post that. I need you to send it to somebody today and say, I know you may be feeling a sting right now. But we come into the sing part of it. We're going to be today in John chapter 20. But before we get into God's word, let's go to God in prayer. God, we come to you right now. God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the time that we have together, God, as a people. God, we ask that no matter what we be going through, no matter how we may be getting there, God, we know that you are in complete control of everything. God, we ask that you just set that devil down, you by his hands and his feet. That the Holy Spirit's the only spirit that has free for a movement about in this place. God, we ask that you just continue to let us go higher with you. God, I know at times that we don't feel like walking, we don't feel like going to the next step, but God, we give it to you right now. God, we lift you up right now. God, we give it to you, God. We give you all our problems, all of our stresses, God. God, I ask that you just right now come with the ones that are dealing with bereavement, dealing with sickness, dealing with loss. God, that don't know which way to turn. God, that they just look up and see you. God, that you just comfort them and wrap them up right now. And in your name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. I told you I'm so happy to be here today. I ain't trying to take up too much of y'all's time today, but I'm trying to get into this thing. I'm so happy today to be into this word today. John chapter 20. We're going to go verses 20 to 27. If you have God's word, and I'm going to like God's word, give me an amen. John chapter 20, verse 20 reads as this. As he spoke, he showed them the wounds in his hand and his side. They were filled with joy when they saw the Lord. Again, he said, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I'm sending you. Then he breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, they are forgiven. If you don't forgive them, they are not forgiven. Verse 24. One of the 12 disciples, Thomas, also known as the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. They told him, we have seen the Lord. But he replied, I won't believe it unless I see the nail wounds in his hands. Put my fingers into them and place hand into the wounds on his side. 8 days later, the disciples were together again. And at this time, Thomas was with them. The doors were locked, but suddenly, as before, Jesus standing them among them, peace be with you. Then he said to Thomas, put your finger here and look at my hand. Put your hand into the wound in my side. Don't be faithless any longer. Believe. I'm going to read that last where this is. Don't be faithless any longer. Believe. And all of God's people said, amen. I want to get into this thing. I really want to dive deep into it. Because there's something that's going to hit home today. And hopefully that this message hits somebody where you need it to hit at. Because we're taking the scene and we're going to get to the scene. But see, we got to get through it. See, that's what the T and sting is the through part. So you got to get through it. If I can back this up just a little bit, in John chapter 20, we're talking about the resurrection of Jesus. We're talking about when he had to go through it. See, he had to get stabbed and hit. And he had to have nails driven into his hands. Come on. He had to get the nails driven into his hands and to his feet. Imagine the pain that's in his hands and in his feet when they're driving these stakes through him. I keep going back to the word through it. See, that's the T in it. That's the through part. See, you got to go through it so that we can remove it. Come on. We got to go through it so that we can remove it. What you talking about, preacher? What you trying to tell me here? What I'm trying to tell you is that God says that he's going to get you through this stinging part right now that you're in. And whatever may be stinging you, you may be holding on to that past that's causing you so much pain. That's the sting part. But see, we got to work through that part. We got to understand that, yes, people came into my life and people hurt me. People that I truly trusted hurt me in my life. But I know that God is going to be right here with me. See, God went through it so you can get through it. See, he went before us, took everything, and was able to come out on the other side of it. See, he changed. And that's what he wants to do with your life. He wants to change your life. He wants to take the sting out of it and put the sing in it. He wants to get all the praise. He wants to be like, yeah, I came out of this. Yeah, but I know I had to go through it. See, people don't like going through the thing. They already want the results. But you have to go through it to get through it. And I know it's uncomfortable and it doesn't feel good to be going through this thing. And people may run into your life at this time of your life that they say, well, he's going through something. She's going through something. Oh, your marriage might be not exactly right now. The relationship with your family may not be exactly right. Your household may be in a little bit of turmoil right now. But see, getting through this time is when we rely and we learn to trust God and to lean on him. For him to be the center of our life. He says, I need you to be all in on me. I need you to jump in this whole entire pool. I don't need you to straddle this fence. I need you to give it all to me right now. Because I'm going to show you. As we go back into the verse right now. And it says, as he spoke, he showed them the wounds in his hands and his side. They were filled with joy when they saw the Lord. Again, he said, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I'm sending you. God showed up to the disciples and said, I want you to feel this. I want you to see. I want you to put your hands on these scars. I want you to put your hand on the hole in my side. And I want to stop it right there for a second. This scripture has hit so close to home. Oh God, thank you. It has hit so hard and so close to home. I'm going to try to get through this the best way I can. Because I truly believe with all my heart in God and everything that we've done. There was a lady that was diagnosed with a problem with cancer. Went in for a routine visit. Come on. She went in for a routine checkup. After the checkup was done, the doctor spoke to the husband and said, remove some polyps and everything was okay. Didn't see nothing was alarming. Your wife will be ready to go home here in a few. Husband said, okay, thank you, doc. A couple days later, she gets a phone call. He said, one of those polyps that was removed showed cancer. The doctor was surprised and shocked and was like, I don't even know. It doesn't even look like cancer. How can it be cancer? The doctor was just, he was like, I got to send it to somebody else to check it. I got to send it out again to have a second opinion to make sure that the first one didn't make the mistake. I need to send it out again. The sting part. This is the sting part. The wife called her husband when she was leaving work and was like, honey, I don't know what to do. I got cancer. We're at a point of our life that everything is coming together. We finally got to where we wanted to get to, and we're finally moving things in a different direction. That our marriage was being better. Our everything was coming together. And then this comes. The husband, without flinching, said, we're going to trust God. We're going to let God heal you. She's like, I don't want to tell nobody anything. I don't want to say nothing to anybody. I want to fight this just amongst our family. They told their children and they said, don't say nothing to nobody. We want to handle this. We're giving this battle to God right now. We want to get closer to God right now. So we called the doctor back and we said, okay, doc, what's our next step? He said, well, I need you to have a couple of scans. I need you to have a couple of tests done. And then we're going to send you off to another hospital, to a doctor that specializes in this. And as the tests were done, they come back and the test said it's inconclusive. It's not really showing us anything. Really not, you know, getting. We're not really seeing what we think we should be seeing. Well, I need you to go to this other doctor. In the meantime, the uncomfortableness is setting in. Of the wife's like, I have cancer, and right now I don't know what to do. Right now, everything's being delayed and being pushed back, and appointments being canceled. The frustration is mounting. But the husband never wavered off of it. The wife said, I'm still going to trust in God. But it's putting something on my mental. It's disturbing me. I have an unsettling in my chest. I'm not able to do the things I used to do because I keep thinking about this. We're still in the sting process. It still hurts. Still can't believe it. So as the couple gets closer together, they continue to keep on praying and saying, all right, what are we going to do? Well, how are we going to handle the situation? You know, we ask for God to step into our life at this most difficult time. So as they go to this other appointment, they finally get to the other doctor. This has been a few months now they were able to get there. You know, imagine going a few months and not being able to have any solid answers of what the next step's going to be. You're kind of just wandering in the wilderness. But you continue to keep praying and believing and trusting that God's got it in his hands. That the sting won't be there. But you really don't know yet. So as they get to the appointment and they go through the process. They give the husband a number while they're at the hospital and says, you can track your wife's progress through this number on this screen and tell you exactly where she's at throughout the process. And at that time, the husband didn't really understand what was really going on. Like, why am I checking the progress of this? See, and I come back to verse 20, and it says right here that he's like, I'm going to be with you guys, and I'm going to show you. I want to show you what I'm going through. I want to show you this. I want to show you the scars on my hands. I want to show you the wound on my side. I want to show you all these things. You know, and Thomas wasn't with them when Jesus showed up the first time to show him. Thomas says, no, I need to see it for myself. So as the husband's watching the wife go through the process of where she's at in the procedures, it says I'm finally in recovery, because she was finally in recovery, that she was out there on the other side of it, that she got through the process, but right now she's sitting in recovery. And while you're sitting in the recovery part, there's a sense of calmness that comes over her. There's a sense of calmness that she's able to grasp. Husband's still sitting there saying, I don't know what's going to happen here. I don't know, but God, I know that you're right here with us right now. I can feel you right now. So as his wife comes out of recovery, she doesn't say nothing. They finally get back to the car, and as they're driving down the road, the wife looks at the husband and said, did the doctor talk to you? Husband said, no, and the doctor didn't say nothing to me. They just said, you're ready to go. She said, well, the doctor talked to me. Come on, Jesus. Said that he didn't see nothing. But there was nothing there. That the first doctor got it all. And not only did the first doctor get all of it, get everything out of it, that you can't even see the scar of where he took it out. You gotta understand, 3 months ago, they were dealing with something that hurt so bad. They were dealing with something that felt like a death sentence. And 3 months later, you can't even see the scar of what it went through. This is the power of God. This is where God said, I want to work in your life in the same exact way. Not only will I take the sting out of it, I want to take the scar that goes along with it. I go back to this scripture right now. He says, I want you to feel this. God says, I want to wear your scars. I want to wear those. I want you to truly rely on me, because I want to wear the scars. I want to wear them. Just give them to me and let me do it. The husband looks at the wife and said, they don't even see the scar where they took out the original polyps. He wants to take those scars and he wants to wear them himself. That's how much he loves you. See, the devil is a liar. The devil says that God's going to leave you, that God doesn't love you, and that you need just to follow him and walk with him. No, I need to continue to keep giving it to God. So as they sit there at the stoplight, the wife just breaks down and says, they don't even see the scar where they took out the originals. And the doctor was just so amazed, because in 3 months' time, you can't even see the scar. He says, this is something unheard of. The husband just looked and said, they saw the relief on his wife's face and saw the weight that was lifted off her shoulders. See, God works miracles in every way. Yes, at that time, as they were sitting through it and going through it, God says, I'm going to remove the through so that we can get to the seen, See, that's where you pray. That's where you say, yes, God, thank you. Yes, God, I fully trust you, God. Yes, God, I ask that your will be done, God. I ask that you, I don't understand it for myself, God, because I know you're working everything in your timing. I know that you're able to do things and move things in a better way that I never thought I was going to do it, God. We took our hands off this mess so there can be a message in it. I understand it, God, that no matter what we go through, you're the head of the table, God. I know that you're the Alpha and the Omega. I know no matter what we go through, God, you have the final say so in it. I know some people that were been doubting. I know some people have been going through it. I know that your household right now may not be exactly the way you want it to be looking. I understand that your health may not be exactly where you want it to be looking. But God says, I'm going to take away everything that doesn't need to be there. I'm going to take it all myself. I want you to lay everything here at my feet. I want you to be able to say, God, I need you to step in right now. I need you to take everything, God. I want to give it to him. I want to show him that no matter what you go through, God's going to get you through it. He's going to take the sting out and he's going to put you on the scene part of it. Well, you may not be able to carry a tune, but God says it's music to my ears. Where every time you speak my name, every time you give me all the glory, my God is a jealous God. He wants all the glory. He wants everything. So you give everything to him. God says, I want you to sing like you ain't never sung before because you came out better on the other side of this thing. You are stronger than what you thought you were. I don't care what they said to you back in the day. They said, oh, you're just not going to be a nobody and you ain't never going to do nothing in your life. And God says, no, I got bigger plans for you. I got some receipts for you. I want you to go down to Exodus chapter 17 and read. I got some receipts for you. Psalms 27, got some receipts for you. God says, I'm going to get you through everything. I'm going to show them exactly what we need to go through. I'm going to show you that I can take the sting out and put the sing in it. I want you to be able to understand that your shirt's going to get really, really tight, but we're going to get through this thing. You're going to walk that walk. You're going to talk that talk, and you're going to be better when we come on the other side of this thing. God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Exodus chapter 17, verse 6, says, I will stand before you on the rock at Mount Sinai. Strike the rock, and the water will come on gushing out. Then the people will be able to drink. So Moses struck the rock, and as he was told, and the water gushed out as the elders looked on. There's a receipt right there saying that God's going to quench your thirst when you think there is no way. God says, I'm going to show you a way. I'm going to give you plenty of what you need. All you got to do is trust me. I'm going to send some people into your life to show you that you can rely on me because they've been through some things in their life. They've been able to go through it and they've been able to come out better on the other side of things. This is why we give it to God. This is why we show them everything. It's in Proverbs 4:27 says, do not be sidetracked. Keep your feet following from evil. Don't be going where the devil wants you to go. Keep on staying steadfast on the path that your God has planned for you. God said, I'm breaking everything inside of you. I'm taking this sting out and put you in the scene aspect of your life. Continue giving it to God. Continue to let him lift you up and fight this fight. The husband and wife came home and they spoke to their kids and the kids were just astonished and shocked and said, we serve a mighty God. When you come into the sing part, think about when you went through it. That you're able to give it to God and work. You were able to work miracles. I know that it may be bleak. I know that the news hurts. And I know that the sting is right there. But God's taking it for you. God says, give me that sting so I can take it. He's taking the sting for you. So that you're able to go higher and be able to be better. And I know it's so hard to be going through it. And I know when you're going through the suck part, it hurts. But we stay steadfast and we focus on God. Because at his right timing, he's going to bring you out of it. Oh, God, I thank you, Jesus. He wants you to let that pain go. He wants you to let the trauma go. And I know it's hard. But he wants you to come out of it. He wants you to give it to Him and let Him heal you. Let Him heal your heart. Let Him take the sting out of it. And whatever caused that sting, forgive. Whoever hurt you, forgive. Forgive them as God has forgiven you for the things that you've done in your life. We're not perfect, but we're still working. Continue to give it to Him. And I know it's hard. The through part is the hardest part. But we have to forgive the ones that hurt us. The ones that caused us this thing. You got to forgive them. You have to continue to let God heal that. He can turn it and flip it around in an instant. Continue to leave it to Him and give it to Him. I thank you, Jesus. God, I ask that you come in right now. Everyone that's on the sound of my voice, God, that you just touch them, God, that their palms, that they're giving them to you, God, that you're stepping in and taking everything, God. We thank you for going to Calvary for us. We thank you for dying for us. We thank you for rising. God, we thank you for wearing our scars, God. We thank you for bringing us out of the mess. We thank you for the past that we went through. Because if we didn't go through it, God, we couldn't get to the sing part. God, I ask that you just continue, God, that you be with us in every aspect. That you continue to fight this devil, God. To not allow him to come in and win. God, that we fully, that we give everything to you and we fixate our eyesight on you, God. And in your name we pray. Amen. I'm so happy and I'm so thankful for this day that we're able to spend together. And this time. God says, I'm taking you out of this and we're going through this. I'm taking the sting out of your life. For prayer and praise reports, please text 208-906-9742. For praise and prayer requests, please text 208-906-9742. Until next week, Lord willing. God's taking the sting out so that we can sing about it. Until next week, God loves you. Be blessed and stay blessed.